Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Progressive cognitive decline in patients with MS may not be as inevitable as previously thought, according to a study published in the Journal of Neurology. Statistics indicate that some kind of cognitive impairment affects up to two-thirds of all multiple sclerosis patients, including memory deficits or problems with processing information. Once a patient starts showing signs of cognitive decline, it's often assumed that symptoms will inevitably worsen as MS progresses. However, findings from this new study carried out by researchers in Greece are challenging this scenario. Investigators reviewed data from 59 patients, 14 with clinically isolated syndrome and 45 with relapsing remitting MS. They evaluated their cognitive decline over a decade. Cognitive impairment was assessed using the brief, repeatable battery of neuropsychological tests at the start of the study, and again about 10 years later. Analysis revealed an increase of about 10% in measures of overall cognitive impairment over the course of that 10 years in the MS group, from 42% at baseline to 52.5% at follow-up. A more detailed analysis of verbal memory, visual-spatial memory, working memory, processing speed, and cognitive flexibility suggested this rise was mainly driven by a decline in verbal memory. Cognitive impairment after 10 years was not associated with the occurrence or number of relapses in the intervening time, nor with disability as measured on the expanded disability status scale. But investigators noted these overall results masked interesting patterns seen when data were assessed on a case-by-case basis. In general, patients with normal memory-related scores at the first assessment were more likely to be impaired in those domains 10 years later. Those with normal information processing speed scores, however, rarely showed a decline a decade later. Some with baseline impairments in working memory and/or verbal fluency also experienced significant improvements in cognitive abilities 10 years on, often to the point of no longer being considered impaired. The researchers believe that cognitive impairment at baseline does not by default lead to progressive decline. They think this bouncing back of cognitive function in patients who were impaired at the start of the study is intriguing, and that it may reflect the damage compensation capabilities of the brain in MS patients.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.